Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. Hey there. Welcome to The Sojo Show. We are so glad you are here. I am Jen, and I'm here with AJ. And the reason that I'm giggling is because we are actually recording this live with a group of around 35 friends from Sojo Academy. And we have asked them the opening question, and they are answering it in the chat. And I'm just cracking up at some of the answers. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking a little bit about strength and courage. And that's all the spoiler you're going to get right now, because the question is, and I was going to ask AJ this question, and she's like, don't ask me, I don't have an answer. And then,
yeah, but said, I have to say that after reading this, these comments, I'm like, oh yeah, those are things I actually should be afraid of. So I'm coming away from this podcast episode with fears that I didn't have before.
And then, well, the same thing happened. AJ said, I'm going to ask you that. I'm not really afraid of anything. And now I'm looking, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I am. All right. So what are we afraid of? What are some of your fears? Okay. And so here are some of the answers that we're getting. I love these answers. Elevators. Let's see here. I'm not going to answer the really obvious, serious ones, because we all have these certain fears that, I mean, the fears I have would bring us down like fast. Like, I'm not going to bring us down. Black mold. Okay. Staircases.
Oh, wow. I hope that's not the same person that said elevators. Because then we might have a problem.
Fortunately, it is not.
Okay, that's good.
That would be awful. Okay, so this was my very favorite one of all, though. And I cannot give them credit because they don't have their name listed on here, but this is my very favorite one. When you wake up and your kid is standing there staring at you.
Yeah, who is that? Whoever that is, you need to let us know, because we really want to shout you out on the podcast.
We really need to shout out your first name. That is hysterical. That is hysterical. Okay, and then there's obvious things like small places, heights, failure. Okay, so this one was funny. So Susan apparently was quoting a Harry Potter quote, afraid of fear. Okay, but I thought that she was afraid of Harry Potter. When I read that, and I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, since like he's fictional and all, but I mean, you know, maybe, you know, who knows? Okay. Yeah. I will say this. Oh, I have a good one. I have something I was afraid of when I was a kid. Okay. So I really am kind of a fraidy cat when it comes to like movies and stuff. I was afraid of The Incredible Hulk when I was a kid. And I'm talking about the Lou Ferrigno green, really non-realistic 1970s version of The Incredible Hulk. And I had nightmares about The Incredible Hulk. And there you go. And he's supposedly a good guy. So
yeah, but doesn't he like, he has to get mad to get helpful, right?
So, and I mean, that is kind of scary. Control.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not good. I can see why you were scared.
I didn't like it either. Okay. Oh, it's Callie. Shout out to Callie. Who has a kid that gets her every time. I love that. I love that.
It sounds to me like your child is doing that on purpose.
So, yes. And then there are some here that are much more serious that I, this is a good one. Alicia says she's afraid. The sound of your pet hacking in the middle of the night. Well, that's less of a fear and more of a dread, actually.
Yeah.
I would call that a dread. And thank you. The Hulk was very creepy. Okay. All right. So why are we talking about this, AJ? Why are we talking about being scared of silly things?
Well, okay. So you leave the spiritual part to me.
Huh? Reel it back in. Reel it back in.
Well, if you have been listening to our podcast, you know, we're talking about Joshua, and we are to Joshua. Actually, we're regressing to Joshua, back to Joshua 1, where the
regressing.
Command.
Regressing. We're remediating Joshua.
We're regressing back to Joshua 1, where God told Joshua to be strong and courageous. And this really is a command that sets the stage for the entire book, because all throughout the book of Joshua, we see lots of feats, lots of scary encounters, lots of warfare, enemies out the wazoo. And this central command carried Joshua through all of those things and the entire army as well. So this really is a central point for them to take with them into the promised land they were entering. And it's for us as well. The command applies to us as believers to be strong and courageous too. So we're going to be talking about that this month in February inside Sojo Academy. That's what our study's on. And that's what we're going to address today too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what we are doing now in the Academy, for those of you who are interested in knowing, and those of you who are watching us from the Academy, we're looking at your faces. We are taking a month to do expositional study through a book of the Bible or part of the book. In this case, it was Joshua 1 through 6. And then the next month, we are going to deep dive into a portion of the text. And in this case, we're going to deep dive into Joshua chapter 1 when it talks about being strong and courageous. And what we're going to do in the study is we're going to look at a lot of different examples and we're going to have a lot of different lessons on how to practically put this into motion, this strength and courage that we are commanded to do. But what we want to do on the podcast, I think, is do a little bit of an introduction to this theme, okay? Because strength and courage are actually kind of two different things, right? Mm-hmm. They're two different things. And I think that that it's good to recognize that they're two different things, but also to really go back and recognize where our source of each of them is, right? So I think of the difference between strength and courage. Strength is more of, you know, fortitude. I don't have the definition sitting in front of me, but it's power. It's, you know, we think of strength, we think of, you know, being strong. Whereas courage, I think you can be courageous without even being strong. Courage is having that fortitude in the middle of weakness as well. So you can actually be weak and still have courage. As a matter of fact, it says more about your courage when you are weak in and of yourself. And so, I don't know, I think that distinction is really interesting to look at as well, because we are told to be both strong and to be courageous.
It's kind of like one is external and one is internal, and we're to have both.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a challenge that is, I don't know, it's kind of a scary command in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it is. Well, and like you said, it goes back to remembering where our strength and courage come from as believers.
Right.
You know, we do not have, it's kind of funny because I'm working on writing some fiction books. Some of you guys know that. And one of the things I'm incorporating into one of the books is a scene where the man tells the woman, "You are as strong as what you depend on." And it's and the whole background is that it's okay to depend on somebody else outside of yourself, because you're actually as strong as who you depend on.
Yeah.
And that's really true for us as believers. We are as strong as the strongest thing we have at our disposal. And for us, it is the Lord. So just remembering that it's not our strength and neither is it our courage. You know, it is His courage because He lives within us. And yeah, remembering that is super important.
Yeah. Just to do this differentiation, because I finally found this definition I think is very helpful. Strength is associated with physical toughness, but can also refer to emotional or spiritual resilience. Courage, on the other hand, is the willingness to face danger, difficulty, or opposition in pursuit of a goal or belief, even without strength. So I think that knowing that difference and then knowing that both of them have the same source is mm-hmm. That's right. What is important. And that's exactly what you were saying. If we go to look at that source, we all kind of understand where that source comes from, right? And if you look at Isaiah 41:10, it says, you know, this all throughout the scripture, but in Isaiah in particular, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So this, to me, this is one of those verses we need to stamp on our foreheads, right? Well, not literally. We need to put them somewhere where we can remember it over and over and over again, because, you know, fear not is a command that we hear a lot. And even in Joshua, it's said, you know, be strong and courageous. But then actually the reason why we can fear not, in Joshua, he simply says, do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In Isaiah, he says, do not be dismayed, because I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. And with my righteous hand, it is only his hand that is righteous. It is not us. And it is only through his righteous right hand that we can be sustained. So I think understanding that, we all know that academically, we all know that, but do we live that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's kind of back up a little bit to last week when we talked about circumcision.
Yep.
And how they deliberately became weak right there after they had crossed over into enemy territory. Like, they obeyed God's command to become incapacitated on their mission to do warfare with their enemy, and how that is so symbolic of us becoming weak in order for the Lord to make us strong, in order to remind ourselves that we are dependent on him and his strength. And that's what weakness does. And then you look over in the New Testament where Paul writes that his power is perfected in weakness. And so we start to see this picture in scripture that it's not actually about strength at all, as it is about trust in the Lord's strength, you know, and understanding that not only is he capable, but he is willing and he is present and he is there. And so it's like this whole, it's counterintuitive in terms of where we get our strength, and that it's actually in our weakness that we're the strongest. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, because we have to depend on something outside of ourselves, right?
Right.
And I think that's what it's all about. That's what all the Old Testament is about to some extent. It's all pointing us to Christ and recognizing our dependency on a savior, on a rescue, mm-hmm. right? And that rescue is Christ. So, yeah.
There's one little story that I was thinking about, because I've been thinking about the whole becoming weak in order to win all week long since we recorded our last podcast. And there's a story in Judges 7 where Gideon is taking the army out to, I think they're going against the army of Midian. And let me just pull up this chapter and kind of summarize it, because this just kind of illustrates how we can be strong even when we are utterly, utterly weak. So in Judges 7, starting in verse 2, it says, the Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. And they would say, my own strength has saved me. So announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear, turn back, leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left. 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon again, there are still too many men. Take them down to the water and I will thin them out for you there. So Gideon took the men down to the water, and the Lord said to him, separate out those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink. And 300 of them drank from cupped hands. The rest of them got down on their knees. Then the Lord said to Gideon, with those 300 men, I will save you and give you the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. And so the Lord delivered the entire nation with 300 people. And he did it so that they would know he was the one that was given the victory. So it just, that encourages me so much, because there's so many times we feel utterly weak, helpless, devoid of anything strong or powerful at all, whether it's in our parenting and our relationships and our jobs, you know, just the list can go on and on. Whatever the case is, when we are weak, that is the opportunity for us to experience the strength of the Lord. And I think that's what God was telling Joshua right there at the very beginning, before they even entered into the promised land to conquest. He was saying, be strong in me, be strong and be courageous, because I'm with you. I'm the one. I'm with you wherever you go. And every place your foot treads has been given to you. And we can remember those same promises.
Yeah. And you know what? Taking that same thing, going into the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of your works, so that no one may boast. It's the that's the correlation between the Old Testament and the New Testament. That story that AJ just told us about, I can't send this whole army in here because then you will boast of it. You will say that you did it in your own strength. So I have to only send a remnant in to show that it is actually me that does it. Well, just take that thread, pull on that thread, and it takes us all the way to Ephesians chapter 2, where Christ says, by grace you have been saved, not because of your own works, by faith through grace. And because of that, you cannot boast in your salvation. So these people of God in the Old Testament could not boast of their victory over that army because they were just 300 men, right? And we today cannot boast that we are clean before God and that anything in our own righteousness will save us, because our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. So I love to see that correlation. When you were telling me that, listen, you know, telling that story, I immediately was thinking of this thread throughout scripture, and how encouraging to us to know that it is not my own righteousness. It is not my own strength, because guys, I don't have it. I don't have the strength to win the victory on my own, because I am frail. My body is frail. My mind is frail. My spirit is frail. I am frail in and of myself. I fall down every day. And it is only because of Christ in me that I'm able to stand again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's wrap up our podcast with maybe some practical steps. Do you have anything that comes to mind on how we can stay strong and courageous? How is it that we can obey that command? Because it is a command.
Sure. Well, we talk about this kind of ad nauseum a little bit, and we do that for a reason, because if you hear it 100 times a day, you're still not probably going to do it as often as you should, because I don't, at least. But the practical ways in order to do this are to be consistently in the Word, be hearing from God, being able to understand that the entire canon of Scripture is about Christ, being reminded of the gospel in very practical ways, reading the Bible, doing Bible studies, listening to the Bible, praying regularly, surrounding yourself with other believers, being in community with one another so that we can stir each other on, right? Seeking wise counsel when we need it, practicing praise, gratitude, worship, living a life of worship is just a very practical way in which to remember these truths and to stay strong and courageous and overcome our fear, overcome our doubts, which we all have, because God did not give us that spirit of fear. And when we know who we are in Him, when we understand our identity in Him, that's when we can start to have really a spirit of an overcomer, because it already is in us. The victory has already been won.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, I love what you said about being around other people who can encourage us and who can remind us, who have stories to share about how they are weak and how God is showing up strong in their weakness. Like, that is one of the biggest encouragements to me when I'm like down and wondering, you know, oh, am I going to make this? Or, you know, I'm tempted even to rely on the world's wisdom and do it the world's way. That just comes so often at me, you know, the temptation to do what everybody says I should be doing in XYZ situation. And it takes some deliberate intentionality and also hearing from others to remind my heart, no, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not in worldly wisdom. One thing I heard somebody encourage me this week actually was, he said something to the effect of, in the Garden of Eden, it was not the tree of knowledge that they were to seek. It was the tree of life. And just that little reminder for me not to go after the worldly wisdom, all the knowledge that's out there that tells me how to do things, but to seek life and seek the person of Christ. That one little thing encouraged me to renew my mind, set my eyes where they needed to be. And we need that from each other. You know, we need that often.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are some, I've told you, we've got some of our members here. There are some people that are just reiterating this, saying that it's encouraging to hear other stories. Mm-hmm. And part of how we encourage one another is by sharing our stories and listening to other people's stories and, you know, understanding that we're all kind of in this together. We are sojourners together. That's why we named Sojo Academy, the Sojo Academy. For those of you who are in Sojo and don't know, it stands for sojourners, because we are walking this road together, hand in hand, arm in arm, and doing life with other believers is going to spur us on and is going to encourage us in ways that we just cannot understand. And it's a command as well. So, mm-hmm. So yes, share with us. So all right, action step, AJ, you ready?
Yep.
So yes, we've thought about all these different ways that we can bolster our own strength and our own courage, because it's not ours, right? It's not our own. It's through Christ. However, action step that is maybe find a way to encourage someone else over the next week with your story and how you have been, have come to realize your strength. You've come to realize your courage comes from God, not from yourself. Over the course of the last 50 years, maybe you've realized your identity in Christ, and encourage someone else in that. Because believe me when I say there is someone in your sphere of influence who is struggling with this right now. They are feeling weak. They are feeling defeated. They are feeling afraid. And they need to be reminded that all they have to do is point to the one who holds the world in the palm of his hand, to point to the one that spoke it all into being, to point to the one that sent his only son to die on a cross for us. And when we look at him and see the beauty of his glory and the glory of the gospel, then it takes us and it puts steel in our spine, and it helps us to just gain the strength and the courage that we otherwise do not have. And that requires you sharing with others and hearing from others.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so as we close out this podcast episode, we just have to say, be back for next week, because are we going to do this? We're actually going to have people sharing, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm like putting this on the line here.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so we are planning on recording some of our Sojo members, and they are going to share how they have made some stones of remembrance and how they recall God's work in their lives. And we're going to have them on to share that with you guys. Yeah. So
except for that might have happened last week, because I thought you wanted to do that first. That's why I'm like kind of questioning.
Yeah, what are we doing? Okay, so this is going to be heavily edited.
So that could have been last week.
So just hang that. That'll be in blooper reel.
It's like, wait, that's not the schedule.
Okay, so you have to close this out then.
All right. No, I just did a whole bunch of talking. You close us out. Go.
Well, now I don't know where we're at.
Come back and see us next week. hear us. Come back and hear us next week.
All right, everybody. Well, it was so good hanging out with you guys, and we hope you will join us next week. We don't know what's on the agenda at this point, but
I will be keeping all of this, all of this.
We do hope you will be back, because we'll be here with something.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, friend, it's Jen.
And AJ.
And we have a quick favor to ask.
If we have made you smile on this podcast,
or encouraged you in any way,
or hey, if you're just a kind person,
will you take a moment to leave a 5-star rating for this podcast?
It takes just a second, but it helps others decide whether to listen to this show or not.
Also, if you're on Apple, please drop us a review. We'd love to hear from you in this way.
Thank you so much. And here's a virtual fist bump coming your way.
Fist bump.
There you go. That's the real deal.
No, at first you're like, we're gonna do Sons of Remembrance first, and then we're gonna do.
I know. Okay. I know. You're okay. Right. You're right. I confused myself.
Oh my word. Okay. Well, we're real. We're real.